Tobacco companies are having a hard time coming up with a successful ad campaign to curb teen smoking. A recent study by the American Journal of Public Health found industry-run campaigns are not only ineffective, but they may have the opposite effect and increase teens' likelihood to smoke. So is it just bad advertising? High school student Sarah Smith explores what the research says and what her friends who are smokers think. Youth Radio sent us her report.
Maybe you've seen Philip Morris's Talk the Listen commercials on TV. They're ads with clean-cut kids telling their parents not to worry about them smoking because they listened when their parents told them not to.
So, when someone says, you want a cigarette, even if you're not there, your words are.
Even though these ads are targeted at parents, the campaign is supposed to cut down on teen smoking. I did a little focus group with some of my friends who are smokers to get their reactions. 19-year-old Drew Dixon thinks these ads are pretty stiff.
It's not real. You can tell, oh, you've hired some child actor to stand in a hallway and say, hey, I'm cool because I don't smoke. And I feel like I'm not exactly that. I'm different. I live a different life, so.
Drew started smoking last year.
The reason why I smoke now is because it just really helps me calm down. It helps me when I'm anxious, which I have a lot of anxiety attacks, and it helps me just be calm and get my thoughts collected and just make myself feel better. And I like the taste and it's fun.
Drew says the most effective way to get him to think twice about smoking is to give him all the gory details about the health risks, not focus on popularity. A study by the American Journal of Public Health proves his point. Researcher Frank Chalukas says the study found that Philip Morris's Talk the Listen ads influenced teen smoking habits in a surprising way.
When it came to the ads that targeted parents, the ones that told parents to talk to their kids about smoking, these ads, if anything, had the opposite of the effects that you'd expect. They actually made it more likely that kids would smoke.
It makes sense that these ads don't work. It's the ultimate reverse psychology to show happy kids who get along with their parents pledging that they won't smoke.
I think that it's pretty stupid because most teenagers want to rebel or whatever, and listening to parents or whatever is stupid or something, I don't know.
That's my 17-year-old friend, Sarah Willis. As a smoker, she's not surprised by the research that some ads might encourage smoking. Neither is Drew.
But there are commercials that I have seen, anti-smoking commercials that I have seen that when they're done, I'm like, oh, I could really go for a cigarette right now.
Drew thinks there's no business incentive for tobacco companies to prevent teen smoking. I tried to ask Philip Morris about the results of this study, but a company spokesperson declined to comment on this story. One thing I did find out in my reporting, surveys of teens show that kids are less likely to smoke when they know their parents disapprove and are monitoring their behavior. Still, if I had to make an effective anti-smoking ad, I might follow Sarah's advice.
I would probably just put in, how much it sucks. It does suck, and it's so hard to quit, and learning other coping skills is better. I wish I had learned other ways to deal with my stress rather than smoking, because it's really hard to quit once you start, and so it's worth not even starting at all.
Research supports the idea that focusing on health effects, like addiction, is more effective at preventing teen smoking than trying to fight peer pressure. The American Legacy Foundation's Truth Ad campaign tells it like it is.
You don't know we die from tobacco. Sometimes you just lose alone.
For me, this ad has a much stronger message than any Philip Morris ad. I certainly don't want to lose a lung anytime soon, or ever for that matter. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Smith in Portland, Maine.
Sarah Smith is a reporter at Blunt Radio. Her story was produced by Youth Radio.